FM, live and local. This is the morning primetime newsmaker.
The newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Opie Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs at 620-475-3386.
The Opie Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for generations. Please make note of their new restaurant hours. Open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Come visit the Chicken House for fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you just 10 minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Opie, Kansas.
KBOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Friday morning. 52 degrees on our way to 86 before it's all said and done today. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker via the KBOE Sutherland studio line by Emporia Public Works Director Dean Grant. Dean, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Dean.
Good. How are y'all?
We're doing all right here. Wanted to bring you in because earlier this week we saw something that popped up here on the Emporia City Facebook page about really a new way to spot underground utility issues, specifically leaks, which is really predated you, Dean, by quite some time here about some, you know, community concerns specifically on the water side. And I couldn't help but notice the Disney green color that was noted near a manhole nearby. Please explain this new tracing method that's come to the city.
Well, not really new. It just, so we have tracing dye that we use so that we can find issues in a sewer. Maybe we have a homeowner that's trying to figure out where their line goes into the main, or we want to see it, so we'll put our camera in and we can have the homeowner put a little dye in their toilet and flush it, and then we get this cool green come down the main, and we can track that. But you can use it for any kind of water movement. So they were having trouble figuring out exactly where the leak was coming from last week, I guess, sometime. And so they used a little bit of the dye to see which way the water was moving so that they could pick up where the leak was coming from. And so that's what they did. The dye is not really new, but if we have a leak that, you know, maybe the water's just not gushing out, there's usually a little bit of movement in the puddle if it's just seeping, and so they put a little bit of dye just to see which direction it was moving from.
So has this been effective then, Dean?
Well, I believe so. They went over, I believe that is on their list of repairs to make. It's either that or they've already made it. Last week they had, just under 13 spots where we need to make different repairs, so that was on the list.
Dean, is this now pretty much going to be the standard here whenever you see some sort of a, you know, whether it's, say, like a service line issue or maybe something more significant like we've seen earlier this year, the 15th and Prairie intersection comes to mind. Is this going to be more of a targeted, smaller scale look, or are this going to be more universal?
No, this will be just very rare. In the rare occurrence where, you know, we have a leak, but, you know, maybe we can't tell where it's coming from. It's not running in any real direction. Similar to that that area where they were, the water was kind of holding, but it's still got some movement to it because the water's pushing up out of the ground. So it just, it'll probably be used, if it got used twice a year, I'd be surprised.
Dean, are the extreme temperature fluctuations that we've seen here in the past couple of weeks, does that lend to more leakage happenings, especially with some of the older pipes we have?
I'm not super concerned right now. You know, I told you that we had a list of 13 issues that needed to be addressed. You know, some of those were leaky valves, some older connections that needed to be swapped out. Some were just service lines. So, you know, I'm not concerned with the temperature fluctuation. These aren't, we haven't had a chance to cool the ground off at all, so I'm not worried about those.
Dean, one other question.
It's just been cold enough to kill my garden.
Yeah.
We're there with you.
You're not the only one on that one. One other question that I know I asked this of you when you were in with us on Talk of Emporia with a water treatment plant manager, Jack Mason, a few weeks back was, you know, given the drought, we're severe drought now, we've got exceptional drought within about 45 to 50 miles of Emporia, whether you're asking city residents to start conserving on water, I guess officially or, you know, voluntarily, however you wanted to do that, are we looking now at more a stronger push on that, or at least a stronger recommendation on that right now? Or at this point in time, are we still okay?
We're still okay. You know, KDHE is starting to look at water rights and usage on the Neo Show right now, just to kind of see where they're going to need to start making cuts. But we're pretty low on the list of the people that get asked. So
that's good to hear.
That's good to hear. Dina, anything else that really that you wanted to address here this morning before we close things down and let you get on with your Friday?
Just if the citizens want to keep up with what's going on and kind of see some of the different announcements that are going out from our communications manager, Christine Johnson. Hop on the Emporia, City of Emporia Facebook page, and they can see her posts. Usually she's got something out every day. Right now she's put out something about the leaves since they're starting to fall and keeping them out of the catch basins and storm drains so that we can keep those clear for when it does start raining. So.
Good point.
Dean, good information as always, and as always, we appreciate your time.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure.
Thanks, Dean.
Good to talk to you. Emporia Public Works Director Dean Grant on our primetime Newsmaker. Chuck?
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the Newsmaker segment next week, we're pretty tight, as a matter of fact. We do have Wednesday, Thursday, but both those spots may well be filled here before the day is out. And we do have Monday's Newsmaker 2 slot, which is open at this point in time. But again, we're obviously going to be filling that here today. So give us a call, 620-342-1400, or email kvue@kvue.com. Gary Post will be the Monday Newsmaker guest next week as we talk about the submission deadline for the Veterans of Foreign Wars Voice of Democracy and Patriots Pen Essay Contest.
And our Newsmaker this morning brought to you by the Opie Chicken House. Featuring great chicken, steak, seafood, and catering, the Opie Chicken House, a family tradition since 1958. That's the Opie Chicken House, 738, 53 degrees. Good morning.
Chris Gorton at John North Ford Nissan. The number one selling SUV in the nation is the new Nissan Rogue.